Today's episode is sponsored by Flipboard. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Lawrence Kane Jr., financial coach and host of the Money Talks podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I just want to shoot a quick episode, man, and really just touch on an analogy or a perspective, if you will, about our finances. And I'm gonna preface this with the fact that, you know, a lot of us are in the same situation. We don't like our current financial state, right? We don't like how much money we make. We don't like the fact that we have debt. We sometimes don't like our jobs. Like, a lot of people feel like that, right? So when we look at our current financial state, we have two types of things that we do, right? We either transfer or we clean, right? So When it comes to cleaning up the house, right, I transfer things, right? I don't fully clean like my wife does. My wife is a cleaner. When she cleans up, she cleans up. When I clean up, I'm usually transferring things from one place to the next without fully cleaning up. And that's exactly how a lot of people treat their finances. You're not getting rid of the debt. You're not cleaning up your finances. You're just transferring, right? One of the things when I grew up was robbing Peter to pay Paul. So when we look at 2018 and we look at how people are making money, how people are getting financially free, how people are getting debt free, how people are becoming, you know, millionaires and what they call self-made millionaires, right? They didn't inherit the money. They built something and got the money. When we look at this, what separates them from you? It's the fact that they took time to clean, right? When you really clean up your finances, you're making sure you're wiping out the dirtiness, right? The Starbucks every day, the retail therapy, right? All these things that we mark as, oh, it's okay. Like, I can make this back, or, you know, I had a rough week, so I'm going to just spend some money because it makes me feel good. All those feel-good purchases will never feel better than you actually getting debt-free. It will never feel better than you actually building your own brand and building a business. And I'm not talking about just starting a business because that's what everybody's doing. A lot of y'all listening to this have businesses and brands that you're playing around with. I know. I see it all the time. So I'm not talking to somebody who's just doing a fad or a trend. I'm talking about that person who wakes up mad that they're not, you know, doing what they love. The person that's going to sleep thinking about what it would feel like if they actually did what they were supposed to do, right? Instead of wishing, you need to work, period. Stop playing out here just because everybody else's plan. You have to stop transferring when it comes to your finances and start cleaning them up. Get debt free. Start putting the extra $20 on your debt each month. It may sound small, but again, small ships or small holes can sink big ships, right? So put that extra 20 on it. Get up an extra 30 minutes earlier to where you can start researching or working on that website or, you know, whatever it is, man. Like, it's the small thing, right? It's very small, but it makes a big impact. I don't know what it is for you, but I want you to attack this thing, man. If you listening to this, you need to attack the days. Stop just letting the days go past and you ain't did nothing. Focus on attacking it. And remember, financial success, it happens on purpose, and success does not visit the lazy.